Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits.
God damn it. You started this in West Virginia and you followed it back home?
Yes. I told you I would. This will not be the last time Chuck Norris makes an appearance.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
It's Nikki.
And Tyler.
And this is Page Turners.
And Button Mashers.
Episode 50.
Oh, God, we're old. Hi.
We're not old.
This podcast is.
I know. So, guys, when this releases, it'll be the 19th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be turning 26 on Monday.
Hey.
I know.
Hey.
This is the first birthday we get to celebrate with me.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Which is hella weird because, one, this is our 50th episode.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yes.
But also the fact, we're halfway to 100. Let me just say that. We're
to
halfway
100 to 100 episodes. We've almost been doing this for a year as well.
I know.
Oh my God, we're almost married.
I know.
So much has happened.
So much is happening.
You have listened to a lot of bullshit come out of my mouth.
Mine too. yeah, so my birthday's on Monday, March 22nd, I'll be turning 26, so that means I get kicked off my parents' insurance for sure, even though you have already been done, had that happen.
Yeah, I'm 25, and my parents were like, doses.
It wasn't even that, it was the fact that your parents, your dad was your primary insurer, and he left his job.
Yeah.
And he went to a whole new job. Yeah. So it's not your fault. He just didn't reapply you because you had your own.
Yeah, because my work is wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Yes.
Yeah. It's great. So,
yeah
guys. So whenever you hear and or see this, I will be doing absolutely nothing. If you want to tell me how to plan my birthday, tell me what to do. Send us a tweet. Like, I will gladly do whatever because I have nothing to do on Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll be back at work and you will be
doing nothing.
Sitting here.
Oh, yeah. And the best part is my first day back in drill is on my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I'll be doing that later that day.
That's fun.
Happy birthday to me. You get to be sweaty.
Nice.
Thanks. Weird. How is this our 50th episode?
We just never stopped.
That's fair enough.
We didn't let anybody be like, oh, you kind of sound weird. That's too much. We just kind of went with it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I do look forward to every recording.
Yeah.
Because we get to spend quality time together and, oh my God.
In a closet.
In a closet together.
Where we don't do anything but talk.
An hour and a half of heaven. Isn't that the fucking, like, 7 minutes of heaven? Like,
oh,
they,
God,
in
yeah.
High school?
But an hour and a half. What are you doing in there?
Could you tell that I was never invited to parties?
I mean, I was invited, but I hated people, so.
Yeah, I was never invited.
I lasted all of 15 minutes, and I was a wallflower, so. I was not a fun person.
I went to one party, right? Mm-hmm. And the party was, it wasn't even a party. We were just watching the season premiere of Teen Wolf. It was me and my soccer buddies.
Season premiere of Teen Wolf?
A series premiere.
Oh,
like,
my
God. Yeah.
Episode. Holy shit.
Yeah, the first ever episode of Teen Wolf. That was the one high school party I went to.
Holy shit. That's a weird party. That's even weirder than, like, bachelor watching
parties. Two guys boxed.
What?
In the basement. And the older sister went, no face shots. And one dude just fucking ate a glove.
Oh, man. What the fuck was this party?
Testosterone.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, I guess what I really wanted to start this off was, we're pretty grateful about it. 50,
yeah.
50 is a lot of episodes. It's a lot of books. It's a lot of reading.
Thanks for chilling with us,
everyone. Yeah, absolutely. And on to the next 50.
Yes.
With that, you want to get started?
Let me think. Yeah.
Are you excited to hear about this one?
So excited.
Okay, so Which means he's sarcastic. So this one is actually a little bit more near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
I actually know the author through my father. He did Honor Guard with him in Milwaukee. So we usually go to an Honor Guard clinic every year in our state. And it's really, really cool because my dad is actually the secretary for the state Honor Guard. So
I didn't know that.
Yep. So funeral planning, things like that. That's what my dad does. He has to deal with a lot of things. this is Beneath the Flames by Gregory Lee Renz.
Okay. And big up Gregory.
Yep. I am actually really excited because this is a mystery suspense fiction book, and I love suspense.
Wait, did you finish it?
No. But
oh, that's right.
Because of how long it is, I am splitting it up into either two or three. We'll see how that goes.
Oh.
And I didn't want to overload you guys with it because there's a lot of shit that goes on.
That's fair.
Right out the gate.
Fair enough.
So the story begins with Mitch.
Mitch.
A firefighter from Milroy, Wisconsin. He was called out from his farm to a close by fire, okay, which happened to be his family friends, the Hillenbrands.
Hey, that's a common name.
Hillenbrands is actually very common here.
Yeah.
So Mitch arrives on scene and needs to account for everyone who should be there. His friends, Mr. and Mrs. Hillenbrand, what?
Is this based off of a true story?
No.
Okay, cool.
This is fiction.
Okay.
So Mr. and Mrs. Hillenbrand, their daughter Linda, and their youngest daughter, Maggie.
All right.
Let me paint the picture.
Do a Bob Ross for me.
No, I'm going to do a proper assessment.
Okay.
Two-story, single-family dwelling, wood construction, heavy smoke showing in the Adam Baker side of the window, which means the front and the front left side window.
Okay.
Linda comes running around the corner and Mitch immediately asks where everyone is. Her parents are in town and Maggie's room is where the fire is. So he runs inside. Without a crew to try and find Maggie. And I am so sorry for that sound.
She's just smacking the cord around.
My cord is smacking the shit out of the mic right now. It's like bang, 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 bang. Sorry.
Floppy.
I know, I'm floppy.
Oh.
Ew. Why? Why is that your reaction to that?
I said, ooh.
I know.
I didn't like it.
Okay. It didn't sound like you didn't like it. So he runs inside without a crew to try and find Maggie. He gets in, but the conditions are absolutely horrible. Limited visibility. He doesn't have a mask and a pack, but he hears Maggie upstairs call out for him. He backs out and his crew arrives. They let him know what's going. He lets them know what's going on and grabs a pack and runs back inside.
Nice.
So he finds and grabs Maggie, getting her out. Then they begin the fight. But they have limited crew and resources, so they do their best, and they manage to knock down the fire.
Mm-hmm.
But it was too late for Maggie.
Oh.
She had severe smoke inhalation, and she was actually pronounced at the scene.
Oof.
And it pissed off Mitch, because they weren't even going to try to take her to a hospital, which, if you've... Anybody who has actually been in that situation would understand that if you are personally involved, typically people would remove you from the situation, mm-hmm, right? But in this case, this took place in like 2001, and things were different back then. Things were much different.
Okay.
So they didn't have situations where they'd pull someone out and be like, hey, you cannot handle this fire, especially with a limited crew. They'd take what they could get.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, he was upset about this, and he was just like, you're not even trying? And it's like, no, because she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing we can do to bring her back. It's she's too far gone. But then the Hillenbrands arrived, and the last thing Mitch heard was the wail of Maggie's mom as she pulled her baby close to her. Maggie was only 5 years old.
Oh.
Yes. And it broke my heart, like, so very much. I was just like,
Not a fan.
I hope to never experience that, but I know it comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
So the next week went by as a blur. Mitch continued to blame himself, and the funeral came and went. but he threw himself into his work and his family farm. He isolated himself from his high school sweetheart, Jen, and he just didn't handle it at all.
Gotcha.
He I would say didn't handle it well, but he didn't even look at the problem.
Ah.
He just buried it down. Everyone at the station had already spoken to a counselor by this time, and his chief insisted that he do the same, but he didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealt with hardship before when his mom committed suicide, so he didn't believe that talking it out would help. So why bother?
Mm-hmm.
That is until his chief sent a doc to his house.
Nice.
And Mitch's dad, Sid, got to chat with him first. He listened carefully to what he had to say, then sat down his son and told him to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor explained that he knew about his mom and about Maggie. And thanks to Sid, he knew that he wasn't handling much of anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that he was beginning the stages of PTSD.
Oh, fun.
Which is extremely common, not just within the military, but within first responders.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, Tyler has seen my reactions my own personal things that mm-hmm. it's just, you have to talk about it. You have to. My own side note. So Mitch tried to excuse himself time and time again from the conversation, and the doctor eventually left. But when he had said his goodbye, he apologized for his behavior. Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
So that night, he couldn't sleep. He hadn't been able to in a while, and instead he hopped on a four-wheeler and headed out to the pasture by his cows until sunrise, where he changed vehicles, grabbed some food, and did his work in the wheat fields for the day.
Mm-hmm.
He was driving the combine around noon when exhaustion started to fight him. He thought he could stop by the house to get a refill on coffee, but it was too late.
Oh.
He fell asleep behind the wheel. The next thing he knew, the combine was tumbling through the ravine. He smashed both sides of the he smashed against both sides of the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and the steering column smashed into his chest.
Oh, ouchie.
Yeah, so the engine combusted, but he was able to get enough strength to kick out a window and get out before the whole thing went up.
Okay.
It was spring, and everything in the ravine was dry as a bone.
Oh, fun.
You know how it...
Yeah.
Anybody who's not in Wisconsin or in the U.S. in the Midwest, in spring... It is so incredibly dry post-snow melt that it's almost fall conditions. Mm-hmm. It's just...
There's usually a fire ban.
There's always a fire ban because of how extremely terrible these conditions are. However, since the ravine was the first thing to go up, it just tore.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he had to get to the milk house before and get extinguishers before the whole farm was lost.
Mm-hmm.
But when he arrived, he told his dad and brother to call the department. He tried to grab extinguishers, but the fire had already ripped through most of everything.
Mm.
He refused medical treatment. Don't refuse medical treatment ever. If you're coughing up blood from getting hit in the chest with a steering column. Just or saying. Or just
like if they're like, hey, you, we're here to help. Don't be like, no, I'm fine.
Just- Unless you're actually okay, I highly suggest at least getting looked over, okay? That's what we're there for.
Yeah.
He refused medical treatment and instead decided to help his department try to protect his home by spraying foam on his house and other buildings. So the milk house and I think one of the barns.
Okay.
So just as this happened, the fire ripped through. By mid-afternoon, the fire had died down and they were working on killing the remaining embers in the fields. Mitch still working despite the pain in his ribs. It's like, you definitely cracked something.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But luckily, the foam saved the milking parlor, the home, and the barn from being burned down. Yeah.
Big up foam.
Gotta make sure that you take care of the right things.
Mm-hmm.
So the next few hours had been absolute madness. Mitch had attempted to avoid his dad, but he couldn't any longer.
Yeah.
His dad was absolutely pissed.
Well, yeah.
He explained that he had been walking on eggshells around him for months, and now this? He was tired, so he continued working, not really saying much either.
Mm-hmm.
He almost even contemplated suicide to ensure that his father had enough money to save the farm.
Wow.
Yep. And that was his burden to, you know, that's what he thought was right.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's not. When one day, it finally happened. September 11th, 2001. The Twin Towers were under attack, and Mitch watched as people jumped, He watched as the towers fell, and as the past devices cried their somber wail of fallen firefighters that didn't make it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get a little choked up about this, because every year we listen to the final calls of those who haven't made it.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in training, we listen to our past devices, so we know what ours sound like. So hearing hundreds of those and remembering what those sound like as a kid,
yeah,
it hurts even more now. Anyway, he made a decision then and there that he was going to apply for Milwaukee Fire.
Nice.
He got in, told nobody but his chief, until he brought it up to his dad at dinner. So here's the thing. His dad is rural Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Racist. He's racist. Mm-hmm. He's very unforgiving as well.
Gotcha.
Very old school mentality.
Mm.
So he was angry that his son was going to leave him to hang out with the blacks in Milwaukee.
Fuck off.
Yep. Thank you. And so he kicked him out. He wanted him gone by sunrise.
Wow.
Yep. Very unforgiving.
Hey, I'm going to go save a bunch of people's, or try to save a bunch of people's lives. Yeah, but there's black people. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know,
what
I know. What the
fuck?
I was just like, oh.
Imagine being, okay, this is just my little rant. Imagine being racist in 2021.
It's weird.
I know this is in 2001, but imagine still being racist.
It's just weird. anyway, if you are, goodbye.
Yeah, we do not allow that here.
Goodbye. I'm Mexican. You can leave. So he wanted him gone by sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
And he followed his father's instructions, said goodbye to his brother and his dog, then went to his girlfriend's house. And he told her the news. But she didn't take it well either.
Oh.
Because she was like, what? You're going to come here, get some from me, and leave for Milwaukee in 3 weeks? It obviously makes her feel used.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he needed to do this. He even admitted to himself that he would kill himself if he didn't.
Damn.
He was like, that sense of duty was so strong. In comparison, which this is not a healthy way to deal with this, like, at all.
No.
I understand that sense of purpose. It's why I'm fighting so hard to do what I need to do now.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that your sense of duty is so strong that you would literally kill yourself instead of do it is maybe not the healthiest way to handle this.
Maybe not.
It's really not.
But you know.
Yeah. Anyway, so time finally came for his first week of training. Mm-hmm. He was introduced to his whole recruit team, including a few folks that gave him shit right out the gate.
Oh.
So a bit of a side note. This is completely different than what I'm currently going through.
Okay.
This was 2002 at this point.
Okay.
And people were a lot harsher in the book than I've ever been treated.
Okay.
It's partially racially separated, but Mitch has been trying to do his best despite his difference.
Mm-hmm.
He even helps out a guy named Lamont climb up the ladder.
Okay.
Which, if you guys have never climbed up 50 feet in the air with nothing but the people at the base holding your ladder and egging you on, not egging you on, but assisting you verbally, it is a terrifying feeling.
Cheering you on would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like you're going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
But as somebody who doesn't really like short distance heights, that's one thing. But it's really nice to know that he was able to step out of his comfort zone,
mm-hmm,
and help this man up the ladder.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is what it should be.
Yeah.
Teamwork. He helped him, despite nearly having fought him in the locker room just a bit before. And as a thank you, a man named Jamal approached him and tried to be kind by offering the upper level of his mother's house to stay in.
Oh, wow.
Of course, he'd pay rent, but he turned it down because racism.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, I don't want to live with black people. And I'm like, dude, the fuck? He was staying in a hotel.
Oh.
For this entire time. And he's like, he's giving you a permanent stay.
Okay? Yeah. Or at least a temporary one.
Yeah. But then the next day, Jamal noticed he had bed bug bites all over him. And he was like, dude, are you sure? So he agreed to at least see it. And now, This place is in a portion of Milwaukee that is hella ghetto. I'm talking, like, no holds barred. Like, Milwaukee has a tendency to every other street be a little more rundown than the next. Mm-hmm. That's just, it is what it is. And it's unfortunate, but that's true. So, like, he parked his car and kids busted the window to try and steal some shit in 5 minutes. Wow. After he got there.
Nice.
Yep. However, he agreed to stay there. He even broke his promise with Jen to come back every weekend. And it started with a call to help Jamal study, and then they just faded. And he never went back home for the remaining of his training period.
Wow, damn.
Yeah. So August came quickly, and Mitch got sworn into Milwaukee Fire.
Nice.
They started with 32 recruits and ended with 18.
Oh, wow.
Just to put this in perspective, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Most full-time firefighting departments start with about 100 recruits, and towards the end they'll end with something like 20.
Yeah,
because a lot of people just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly fine. No shame in backing out in what you know your limits.
Yeah,
that's what
you know your limits better than other people do.
Exactly. And that's something you should always stay true.
Except
to
maybe your mom. She might know your limits.
My mom knows most of my boundaries. My mom's a walking cliche of positivity, and it makes me
that's
sick.
True. You can keep doing it. My leg is broken.
My leg is broken. It's facing that direction. Anyway, so the next week, he began his first shift at the new station. Day one came and went, but it was a really rough one. He was servicing the neighborhood that he was in, which means that there were a lot of fires in abandoned homes. Mm. But it was still the still alive and rotting old woman that sent him over the edge.
Oh, yeah?
Like, they had gone into a building for a call for a medical assist.
Mm-hmm.
And there were gangbangers in the house, and they had pointed to where this room was, and when they got in, they smelled straight up dead flesh.
Oh.
They thought this woman was dead. Because there were flies and maggots and everything. But she was still breathing.
Oh, I hate that.
They apparently had been taking her welfare checks and cashing them and just leaving her.
Mm.
Because that's what happened. Needless to say that wasn't easy. He did get to meet some inner city kids and in turn met the girl who broke into his truck.
Mm-hmm.
The hazing also wasn't really great. This one guy named Ralph also told him at the end of his shift, after chasing around the locker room with a bullwhip, not to come back.
Mm.
Yeah, he's super nice.
Classy.
He also smoked stogies.
Stogies.
Why would you smoke cigars if you're going to go into... It's 2002. It's 2002. It's 2002. Anyway. But he did. He came back. He wasn't about to give up. This job was literally his sanity when he was in darkness. And over the next couple weeks, he had a few fires. In August, of course, that makes it way more difficult. It's hot, it's humid, and it's gross. And he also got told all of his cleaning duties weren't done well enough because Ralph is a prick. Then one day he came back to the house. Miss Burney, his landlady, and Jamal's mother,
mm-hmm.
sat him down. And she asked what he was going to do about helping the kids who visited the station. You see, Jasmine, the thief girl, was on the brink of being recruited by a gang.
Mm-hmm.
She was 13.
Oh.
Her little sister is super dependent on her, and mm-hmm. it seems that Burney wants to know how he's going to help. But the kids haven't been back to the station since. She said the one thing that actually hit me pretty hard about the kids is that she said, "You think that the only way to save people is by pulling them out of burning buildings?"
Mm-hmm.
The kids around here are dying just like if they're in a fire. They're just dying slower. And I'm like,
That's fucking real, though.
Fuck. It killed me. It broke my heart. Then she told him that he's not hiding his pain well either, and maybe helping the kids might help him.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
He just had to figure out where to start.
Mm-hmm.
That was until one day he caught the girls leaving their house. So they lived across the street from the station, and he managed to stop them to ask when they'd come by the station to hang out again. Jasmine's sister, Alexis, she was like six, sweet little girl, was told to go back in, and Jasmine tore into him. She got the full blame for his window being busted, and her mom was working double to pay for it, meaning that she got left behind with her cokehead boyfriend, you know? Mm,
of course.
Yeah, it's great. So he made a deal. He pays her mom for the window, and the kids come by the station to color. No other ulterior motives, because, you know, she accused him of being one of those creeps who was into little girls, and he's like, no, God, no. I just want to make sure you guys are safe. And Jasmine only agreed to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
A few days go by, and he just wanted to know what to do to make it better, so he took matters into his own hands. He stopped by her mom's workplace and even told his side of what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to help the kids, and he was even willing to fix her roof for him, for them. Okay. She looked at him skeptically, but he wrote her a check for the remaining money, plus a little extra. And then she left.
Okay.
Yeah. He was like, literally, no ill will. Here is a check. I don't, you know, like, I just care about the kids.
Fair enough.
So the next day, he had waited for the kids come by. Nothing happened. And when they were called to a structure fire, it was an arson case that ended in the death of the owner. And they had a briefing. And his captain determined that he was going to hold on to his badge until their next shift.
Oh.
Yeah. He made a semi-bad call where there is a major rule in firefighting. They're two in, two out. You never leave the side of your buddy, ever.
Buddy system.
Always have to use a buddy system, yes. Yeah. He heard yowling from a closet, which he thought was a person. It brought him back to the Maggie situation, PTSD again.
Yep.
And his partner, Kenny, went ahead and he found a body and had to pull him out himself. Ooh. So it was one of those things where it's like he thought he was doing the right thing, ended up getting clawed by a cat. And, you know, it just, it was just not a good call at the moment. He's like, no, you don't have to. Even Kenny tried to be like, no, he tried to help me, but it didn't work out. And it's like, no, 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 that's not what happened. I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, at least you're honest, right?
Yeah.
So Mitch decided that his days off would be best spent heading back home to visit. Unfortunately, the farm wasn't doing well, and he learned that Jen moved on to another guy. But that didn't deter him. He wanted to see her himself and possibly get her back. And okay, fucking another major side note on this, you left her, you decided to go on short notice, and she felt neglected. Yes, you love her, but at this point, she seems better without you, and your lives have changed so much. Like, leave her alone. I'm sorry. It irritates me that people are like, I'm gonna get her back. How? You fucked up. This is like a royal fuck up, too.
Yes, yeah.
So, he went to the bar that she was working at, and she ignored him quite a bit, and when it closed, she took him back to her place, and they fucked. They reunited. Yeah. Just for a moment. And then she finally spoke to him, and he actually brought up all the stuff that he'd been through, and how desperate he was to be back with her.
Yeah.
He even begged her to marry him.
Oh.
And she was like, no.
Oh.
I have my own life. She has to finish nursing school. And she saw how proud he was after graduation. So with one final kiss, she said goodbye to him.
Ooh.
Then he drove back home completely in a daze.
Yeah.
It was actually quite heartbreaking. So this is where I'm going to pause.
Okay.
Because there's so much more that has to happen in this book. There's a lot of growth and things that I can see happening that I'm so excited to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I love it. I can relate. It's actually quite wonderful.
Yeah.
I am surprised how much hazing actually happened. But then again, I'm not surprised how much hazing actually happened.
It was the 2000s, the early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Firefighting is a profession built on, what's it called? On tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have to learn how to get out of those traditions in order to make them and the community better.
Yeah.
And it's kind of apparent how he had to grow really quickly to understand that your tradition in your old station in Milroy, Wisconsin is not the same as Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Because Milwaukee is totally different, and he was in one of the busiest departments. Mm-hmm. And you can get run down real quick.
Oh, real fast.
If you're not careful about it. Plus, we see signs of PTSD. We see signs of things that a lot of us go through and don't get to talk about with the public as much. Mm-hmm. So this is, so far, a beautifully done book, and I will rate it at the end of the entirety of the book.
Hell yeah.
But so far, I love it. And I'm so happy that I get to share my story as well with everybody.
Hell yeah.
Though I didn't, shout out to the Taboos girls, I did it on their episode to say,
we love you.
Yeah, a little bit of what we did. But there's a lot that goes into it, and I love that I get to talk about it, and I love that, obviously, I don't know him personally, but my father knows him. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to know that we didn't have the same experience, but we have similar experiences. And I like I get to talk about it.
Yeah.
And my mouth is dry. Let's take a break.
Break time. All right. And we're back.
How was it? How was your break?
Lovely.
Yeah.
It was the best break.
Hydrating.
Oh.
So wonderful.
So hydrated right now. Hydration peaked.
Oh, we're in a mood.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do you got for us?
Okay. Let's see. Some gaming news, I suppose. Should hop right into it. This did happen a few days ago. I forgot. It will be last week for you guys, so I should have covered this in the last episode, but I didn't.
Oopsies.
Yeah. Watch Dogs Legion Online is officially a go. It's out. You can play it with your friends now, so you can have up to 4 people run around London hacking shit.
Yes.
And I don't have anybody to play that with, unfortunately.
Sorry.
I will find people.
Yeah, we don't have 2 separate... Excuse me. We Xboxes. Don't have 2 separate Xboxes, so I can't exactly help him with anything.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I mean, it would.
Yeah, just you and me running around London.
I'm in...
Oi, bruv, eat shit! Ping!
We're literally a wall apart.
Yeah.
What's that?
That'd be awesome. We should do that.
I mean, that's the goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nikki can also...
taxes back soon.
Oh, calm down. One thing at a time. Yep. We have to buy doubles of most things.
Yeah, true that. But, yeah, so pretty cool. I'm looking forward to playing that online, mm-hmm. whether it's with people or what have you.
What have they?
What have they? Still having fun in Call of Duty, as per usual, mm-hmm. with my random classes. For people who play Call of Duty, mm-hmm. Modern Warfare, I have a gun called the Kilo. It's the first assault rifle you can unlock. I have it max level, and when you have it max level, there's some crazy fun things you can do with the Kilo specifically.
Yeah.
100 round drum mag. Dual drums.
I like how you're saying dual drums, and it looks like you're holding watermelons.
Yeah, that's what it... Yeah.
Just massive.
It clips onto the bottom, and then it goes out like that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And instead
testicles.
Of... Yeah. Everybody's like, look at those fucking nuts. Yeah. That's what everybody says.
I mean, fair enough.
But usually I have a grip on the end,
yeah,
like on the barrel, so it's like steady. I decided to say fuck that and add a grenade launcher,
mm-hmm.
and I have a kill from that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because this guy was trying to climb through the window, and I just went, hey, thunk, and it just exploded him, and the guy that was on my team went, what the fuck are you using? And I went, it's something. So
it's certainly something.
Yeah, it's my new favorite gun, and I'm just going to use that, like, forever now.
Oh my gosh, I think I have gaming news too.
You have gaming news?
I have gaming news.
What?
I don't know if I ever mentioned it, but Nintendo officially announced that Skyward Sword is coming to the Switch.
You mentioned it on Twitter.
Yeah, but I did not mention it here, because not everybody has Twitter.
Did you not?
Nope.
I thought you did.
Nope.
It's been so long.
I listened to Bub and Gob's, shout out them too, mentioned it on their show, even though I mentioned it to them earlier.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, I didn't say it on our episodes. But I am a Zelda nerd. I love Zelda so much, and I'm shaking with how excited I am.
Mm-hmm.
And Skyward Sword was one of those games that my ex introduced me to, but then he took the Wii with him, mm-hmm. and then I couldn't play it, and I was so mad.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
now we
let
have
me
like
play
so many Zelda games.
I know, and I'm so
we
excited.
Have like all of them almost.
Almost. We don't have Twilight Princess. And
which would be fun.
It would be great.
That's the one I've played a lot.
Because we have a Wii U, so we can play it.
Is it on there?
It was remastered for the Wii U.
Oh.
I know. And then we have Ocarina of Time, but I don't think I have Majora's Mask.
Okay.
I need to get Majora's Mask.
Can I just give a quick shout out to Beetle from Legend of Zelda?
Oh, yeah, Beetle. Thank you. Hi.
I fucking love him.
I love running into him. It's not fair how Ooh. I know this is totally like not what you're reporting on, but
no.
We reported on it a long time ago.
Yes.
In Breath of the Wild, Beetle being buff as fuck.
Wearing a crop top. Bring back crop tops for men?
Yes. We were just like, hold up, Beetle. What the fuck?
And he
Where
react-
did this
yeah.
happen?
Yeah.
You were a skinny bitch. And I don't understand. And now you're this, like, buff daddy-ish type, and I don't understand.
Beetle is daddy.
Beetle is daddy.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
Should I get on to my game?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay. You did not know what game I'm playing this, or played this week.
I didn't.
This is a deep, deep, deep dive into the barrel of what the fuck games are you playing.
Oh, shit.
This is a nostalgia kick for me personally.
Oh, fuck.
And it will be for my brother, if he listens. Shout out to you. But it is a huge nostalgia. Stronghold Crusader.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have even like a for you, but I have nothing.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Nobody, like, oh my god. I found a disc at work because we deal with a lot of tech and stuff. And yeah. I picked up a stack of CDs. I started going through them and, like, putting them in the correct, like, destroy bin.
Yeah.
And I saw the Stronghold Crusader disc and I went, yo! And I turned it to one of my coworkers and they're like, what the fuck's that? And I was like, the best game ever. And I threw it into the bin, but.
And it was like, you found it on Steam.
Yeah.
When you told me.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So. The release date for this game, September 25th, 2002.
Ooh.
So I'm not straying too far away from the games that I've been playing recently with Jak and Daxter.
Fair enough.
This is my buffer game, even though I should have put a newer game. Whatever.
We always have some sort of weird connection, even though we don't typically know what the fuck is going on in each mm-hmm. other's things. The year is extremely
yeah.
common, apparently, this
yeah.
time. Alrighty.
Yeah. So, the genre is real-time strategy simulation.
Okay.
So, it is a simulator. Simulator.
Simulator.
The developer is Firefly Studios.
Mm-hmm.
You will know them for games like Stronghold Crusader, Stronghold Crusader 2, and their newest game that's coming out, Stronghold Warlords. They're still making games.
Shit, okay.
They are a British company. So...
I'm yeah. so stupid. My brain just said, see you later, simulator.
So, the publisher, there's two, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Take-Two Interactive, which I've seen them in games, but I can't name
okay.
what games they're a part of. And Gathering of Developers, or, for short, God Games.
Jesus Christ.
Gathering of Developers,
That's
G.O.D.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord,
they did get taken.
My brain.
They did, get bought out by, I can't remember what company,
mm-hmm.
In the process, I think it was in 2009 is what I read. I can't remember what company bought all their assets, but GOD is no longer a thing, technically speaking.
Sorry.
So.
You'll get it if you get it.
Yeah. The system that this is out for is Windows. It is on Steam. It's the Steam playlist. Or the Steam store, you can also find a disc version, I think.
Tyler did a PC-only game, guys!
Yeah, exclusively PC.
Which has never happened until
yeah.
recently!
Yeah, so watch out!
Which means that he got a better computer!
Woo!
Not this one.
Yeah, no. So,
still record on this one.
The setting slash plot, I kind of mixed in from the Stronghold fandom site
mm-hmm.
and my own little sprinkling of knowledge in there.
Sprinkles are for winners.
Yes. And Pops, a.k.a. Jordan, a.k.a. The Gnome,
mm-hmm.
you better fucking put me with a lot of entries because I've listened to every episode.
We both have.
Yeah. So if you don't, I'm going to be mad.
Person is an entry, Jordan.
Yes. That's two separate.
Sprinkles are for fucking winners.
Just fucking threatening him.
On our episode.
Yeah.
Sorry, we love you.
Yeah. Yeah. I sounded scared there. I don't know why. All right.
Panic.
Yeah. So, the setting slash plot. Stronghold Crusader takes place in the 11th to 12th century, recreating the campaigns of Christian empires and the papacy against the Islamic forces of Arabia, who occupy the Holy Land.
I thought it was papacy.
That's probably it.
Okay. Like papal? Like a pope?
Makes sense. Okay. So, who occupy the Holy Land, the homeland of Christian religion.
Okay.
So, yes, just by the name, you can tell that this is all about that Deus Vult brother shit. The Crusades. Hence the name.
My family fought in those.
Yes.
I hate that I know that, and I hate that it happened, but here we are.
Deus Vult. So, if you played the original Stronghold, which not many people did, but if you did, you will notice the major difference being that you are not in England in this game.
Nope.
So, in this one, you are in the Middle East, and therefore resources are a lot harder to come by. Most maps are very, like, they have very few patches of grass, making the fight for dominance something that has to be done quickly because of spatial management.
This sounds a lot like what actually happened in the Crusades, as far as Spain sent a lot of people. That's why Friday the 13th is considered an unlucky day. It's considered a bloody holiday, as far as the Crusades go, because of how many people were murdered.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, everybody, the Crusades didn't just affect newer lands. The Crusades affected
existing Jews. Yeah.
They affected Muslims. They affected a lot of things. And it was actually quite interesting that that is almost...
Yeah.
Dead yeah. accurate. It's fucking what the
crazy
fuck?
How accurate this game went, because when you're playing the game,
yeah.
you'll have like your little patch where you're on, and there's grass nowhere near you. You need to be able to get enough resources to fucking somebody drop something. but you will have to get enough resources to build like farms.
Yeah.
Or otherwise you're going to have to spend gold that you have in order to buy like food. Oh. For your people.
Interestingly enough, that's just... We're shouting at a lot of people today, but, like, Kina from Historical AF, I highly recommend her religion series. It was three. And the last one, I believe they brought another podcast on who taught me all about, like, the Jewish culture and the religion itself, which is very interesting. And I'm not super religious. I'm actually quite, I'm pagan.
Yeah.
My god is Hephaestus, and I pray to him, because who doesn't want the god of the forge behind you when you're dealing with machinery? And it was actually quite interesting that shot me back to that episode.
Yeah.
It was such a good episode, and it teaches you so much.
Yeah, even though this game is, like, literally you're just fighting. You're making troops and just sending them.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing in this game. It's historically accurate in a way.
Okay. So, I mean, that's great.
Yeah. So, story modes. There are four separate trails.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they lay them out. Instead of being like, like how you select missions, you literally go down a map trail, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from one mission to the next one to the next, kind of as if you were following a crusade.
Okay.
So there are four to go through in this game, each with their own set of missions.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either choose to invade the Holy Land in the first crusade trail.
Okay.
That's the first campaign. I think there's around 15 missions in it.
All right.
Yeah, so there's, like, it's not a lot, but there's, like, a decent amount of missions in each thing. And usually, from my knowledge and from what I remember and from trying to replay it a little bit, each mission branches off of the last one.
Okay. So it's like a giant weird tree.
It's a trail.
It's a tree trail of sure. treasure and terror.
Yeah. So you can also take control of Saladin in a more defensive base trial. One of the...
Salad mix? What?
Saladin.
Okay.
The, like, Arabic leader.
Ah. Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I just called him Saladin.
That was so insensitive.
I didn't understand what you said.
Jesus.
Salad mix?
Nope, Saladin. Thank you. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong.
Saladin?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
am not Arabic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, stop moving shit.
No.
So, besides that, so the Saladin, however you pronounce it, and I apologize for not being able to pronounce it correctly. I am very white.
Yep.
That is a more defensive base trial, so you will set up more defenses each trail.
Okay.
Yeah. There's also the King's Crusade, which has you taking control of three different invading forces during the Crusades. I believe all European.
I mean, yeah.
So, like, England, France, and Spain, probably.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, you take kind of control of that.
The powers that be.
Yeah. And before each of these, you do get, like, a little reading, historical reading about what's happening in that battle.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
I love that.
I'm not sure if it's historically accurate. I'd like to think so.
I mean, I don't know what it looks like, so I'd have to look into it, and then you probably Google it as you go.
True.
Which would be pretty cool.
Yeah. So finally, there is the Crusader States, which is just a bunch of battles between certain invaders in which they fought for land.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's a bunch of, like, oh, when this... King Crusader went and fought for this land against this Crusader, you know,
mm-hmm.
bunch of landlords, which is, this is where the term landlord came from.
That makes sense. And it's also very strange,
right?
I mean, it makes the most sense that...
because you are a lord of the land.
Yes. And I'm really irritated about that. It's so literal.
There's a decent amount of story to choose from. In this game, and it really teaches you how to, like, set up a castle successfully and defend it and attack and, you know, crusade.
Yeah, nice to know if we ever need to go back to that, because it sounds like we might be. that this game teaches you how to set shit up.
Yeah.
This is my land, and that is a moat, and you cannot cross it.
You can actually make moats in this.
And that's why you cannot cross it.
Yes. So, there are, besides the story modes, there are two types of skirmish modes in the game.
Okay.
So, you can either go up against the AI in a series of missions in the skirmish trail. So, it's just kind of, I believe it's randomized missions.
Okay.
Just against a specific AI. Or do a custom skirmish, where you choose the map, the rules, the AI, the teams, everything. Hell, you can even give yourself a handicap. Like, make it so it's more difficult for yourself.
Huh.
Like, give the enemy more gold than you, so you have less resources to choose from.
Oh.
Yeah.
I find it funny that you said hell during the Crusade conversation. Yep. Anyway.
Yeah. So, you can have, let's see. There is a limited amount of AI you can have in your game. Mm-hmm. 7 plus you, so 8 total.
Okay.
And anywhere in between that.
That at least works.
Yeah, so you could have it just 1v1,
mm-hmm.
or you could have it 2v2, or just a full-on free-for-all, you know, 1v1v1v1.
Let me just send one person out.
No, I'm saying, the lords.
That's still fun.
Yeah, so you would make armies against an AI force. There is multiplayer. I don't know if it's still active. I didn't try. I don't like people.
Me either.
Yeah. So while there is the limited to the amount of AI you can have in your game, mm-hmm. and you can also put them in your multiplayer game. So you can have, like, you and a friend
mm-hmm.
versus some AI if you want.
I mean, that works.
So all the AI have a unique personality.
Hmm.
And I'm going to go, I'm just going to list off their names and their personality.
Okay. Do I get to make fun of them?
If you want.
Yes.
So first is the rat. He's weak, He's the weakest one, and he's very cocky.
Okay, Peter Pettigrew. Got it.
He's Rat Duke de Puce. Yep.
Sorry. Ew.
When you put his put him on a team with somebody else, the narrator goes, "Oh, not the rodent." It, that's how every, even the creators were like, he's the worst one.
You're the worst.
He will go, me and my unstoppable army will destroy you. And then they will send like these shitty units after you. You kill them very easily. That's and he's hilarious. Like, the world has gone crazy. I should have destroyed you. And it's like, no. If the rat wins, you're doing something wrong.
You are doing something yeah. very wrong.
All right.
The fucking name, though.
The rat?
His actual name.
Oh, yeah. Rat Duke de Puce.
Duke de Puce.
Yeah. I don't know what that translates to, even though it took
Puce
5 years.
Puce is a color.
I think it's something different in this case.
Either way, gross.
Yeah. So, next is the snake.
Mm-hmm.
He's edgy as fuck. He's got an eye patch. Ooh.
Ooh, he's an edgelord snake.
Yeah, and he's okay. He's kind of still on the easier side.
Okay.
But he's, you know, kind of a step up from the rat. And by the way, I do want to say before I continue, you can choose as many as you want, like, just of the same character. So you could have 7 of the rats in your game.
Oh, that's weird.
Or 7 snakes, you know? Why is that in Chinese?
I don't know. I tried to translate it and it translated it from Chinese.
Okay, let's try.
That's not right.
Let's try French. There we go. No.
It's what it's still in Chinese.
Oh, wait, it should be English, shouldn't it? That, This is, we'll do it later, okay? It's not important, it's not that important.
It just made me laugh.
All right, up next
okay.
is the pig. He's a very large man.
Why are they using animals so much?
Just, it's, wait. So, the pig, he is strong if left alone.
Okay.
Terrible at making castles.
Okay.
He'll, like, have these 2 towers with crossbowmen in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a huge open spot down the middle.
Is he really good at farming?
I don't know. I never let them have farms.
You can fight all you want, but you cannot eat.
Yes.
So, yeah, the pig's fucking gross, because he's called the pig.
Of course.
Yeah. Up next is the wolf. He is the toughest out of these guys.
Why is there always one wolf?
He's old as fuck. I think he's missing an eye. Like, he's got one of those blind white eyes, you know?
He got it scratched out by something.
He's tough as shit. He is a tough opponent.
Yeah. I'm over here rolling my functional 2 eyes.
Yeah. Wow.
Because fuck you, wolf, and having your one eye missing
yeah.
in this
and
case.
He talks, I'm pretty sure he talks like this.
Every single one yeah. does.
Yeah. Up next is the Sultan.
The Sultan?
Sultan, yeah. Very kind. A very kind.
I feel like that's how it usually is.
Yeah.
At least in fictional settings.
I believe he's a very jovial, like, kind of heavier set man.
Are they portraying Aladdin? Probably.
Kind, maybe, I don't know.
Well, the but, Sultan.
Yeah, true. And next is the Caliph.
Okay.
Very cruel.
What is a Caliph?
It's a type of leader, I think. But, yeah. I don't know what a Caliph is specifically.
I doth not know what these words
yes,
mean.
But he is very cruel. You'll see that his base has a lot of the taller towers. And a lot of the torture devices.
So, like Game of Thrones Ramsay.
Yes.
He was the worst.
So, Caliph has, like, stakes for burning, the dunking stool, where a person gets tied to the stool and dunks yeah. into a pond. The stocks, you know.
Yeah.
The iron cages. Yeah, he has a lot of those.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Great combination between Ramsay and Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah. Up next is Saladin.
Okay.
Yeah, he is kind but extremely tough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so if he's on your team, fuck yeah. If he's not, be a little careful.
I called him Salad Mix.
Yes, you did.
misunderstood.
So, finally, for the original ones, the non, like, quote-unquote hidden ones.
Heck yeah, OGs.
Yeah. Richard the Lionheart. King Lionheart.
Ah!
Yeah, based off of the Lionheart.
Fucking hell.
And he is very heroic. Good day, my lord. Like that.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes. He is great for building bases. He's a great opponent, great ally.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
It'd be good to have him on your side, not
it's
against him.
It's great when you're playing with... when you have teammates, they will ask you for supplies, and you can also ask them for supplies.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just be like, quickly, my lord. We are in need of the following... Like, resources.
The following resources.
Yeah, and you send it, and he goes, your caravan has arrived. It is much appreciated. Like, he is so heroic. I love having him on my team.
You're so pleasant.
So, now for the extras that were added on.
Mm-hmm.
Emperor Frederick. He's a strategist.
Okay.
Yeah. Then there's King Philip. He's French. That's it.
I mean, of course he is.
I fucking hate this guy.
King Philip was, yeah.
Yeah. The first. He's King Philip the first.
Oh.
Yep. Next up is the sheriff. I think he's cocky. I don't remember. I don't ever remember if, like, I remember having him, but I, like, never spoke to him. Like, he never popped up in the game.
Can't have a town without a cocky sheriff.
True. Next is the abbot.
Okay.
Who is religious as fuck.
I mean, duh.
I am a holy man. He's also Scottish. Yeah.
A Scottish holy man.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, right. Next is the marshal.
Okay.
He's old. Yeah.
There's nothing to him, but he's old.
He's also strong if left alone. So if you see his like forces coming, it's like, oh, I did not attack him soon enough.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Up next is the wazir.
The vizier?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, he is the Caliph too.
Electric Boogaloo?
Electric Boogaloo. Yes, I did write that. Then there's the Emir, who he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Nazir, who rushes. He's not very strategic.
Okay.
His strategy is make units go.
All I'm thinking is, like, people holding two swords in their hands and going, blah, 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 like, getting really angry and just hacking and chopping. And
I'm not sure you can say that.
Just making noises okay. is all I was saying.
All right. Sure.
I said...
Moving on.
Just any two swords. I wasn't being specific.
Okay. Next is... So that's all for the AI that you can choose from.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose you could also be like, ah!
We're done. All right. I'm going to move on. There are two types of troops in this game to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Arabian mercenary units,
mm-hmm.
which all you need to recruit them is peasants and gold. So you can get an abundance of these quicker. They are technically... weaker?
Okay.
Than their European counterparts?
So you need to sell them people?
No, you recruit your peasants as the fighters.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So you build up your population by building townhouses,
mm-hmm.
which increases your population limit, and you make them happy by, you know, giving them food and not making them pay many taxes, right?
Yeah.
So
being
you get
a generally good person.
Yeah, you give them a shit, they'll just keep popping out of the castle, you know, they'll be like, oh, thank you, my lord. And then you make them into units and they fight for you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great, like, balance of space and whatnot.
Nice.
Yeah, so all you need is the gold to hire them,
okay.
essentially, and the, of course, the people. So you've got that. If you've got all of that, you've got an army. And there are about, I think, 7 different soldiers types to choose from, ranging from just simple torch wielders, which are weak to everything,
mm-hmm.
to swordsmen and even archers on horseback.
Ooh.
Yeah. Those are the most annoying. They will run up, fire, and then run away. Like, they fucking suck.
It's like a fly.
They
go
also,
away, go away.
I don't know what language they speak. I would imagine Arabic,
mm-hmm.
but, like, they actually speak it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't help.
And I'm just like, I love this.
I mean, it doesn't help in the sense of, I don't know what you're saying.
Exactly. So, next you do have the European soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Classic archers. Like, they look like Robin Hood. Like, they got the tunic, the tights, the bows, you know.
You're just missing Robin of Locksley.
Yes.
Got it.
And there's, and the like, you know, the knights and shit like that.
Yep.
Yeah. So, to recruit these, you need to make weapons, armor, and have peasants. Okay. So, in order to do that, you build structures, you get the material, they'll make the weapons and armor, and then, yeah.
Oh, that so helps.
It takes longer to make them, but you do get, you know, stronger units, and it is worth it, so.
Okay.
I will say, my strategy, just make a shit ton of the mercenary swordsmen,
mm-hmm.
and then go.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because you can't beat numbers.
Nope.
That's just how it is. You just fucking go.
Well, yeah, because if you get bombarded and you're not ready, it's just nothing you can do.
Yeah, so before I make all the swordsmen, mm-hmm. I make a shit ton of the mercenary archers and just line my castle walls.
I mean, that works.
And then I put up those braziers? The thing where archers would stick their arrow in fire and then launch it.
Oh, like I have no idea.
Yeah.
The way you said it made me think brazier.
Yeah.
But brazier also means bra.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I forget what the term is, but it's like just a little like cast thing that you stick your arrow that's dipped in tar into it and you fire it.
Okay.
Your arrow's on fire.
I didn't know it was tar that they stuck it into. I thought that it was just some sort of flammable liquid.
I thought it was tar.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. Anyway, so the upsides of this game. It's just fun. Like, you get a new experience every time you play, and you get to build castles. It is a castle-building simulator.
Which is not my forte, per se, but
you just,
no.
You know, you build it, and you're like, I want to try towers with ballistas on it.
I watched you play this game a little.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I just went... Okay.
Yeah, you saw me building the... It was a very small castle because it's been so long, and I was like, I don't know how much space I have technically, and I want my allies to get by. So I just had this tiny little square.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this works. Yeah. So, it's a lot of fun. There are some downsides. The graphics.
Mm-hmm.
They are still in 2002.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you can still understand and see what everything is. However, if... They did try to port it to, like, 1080p,
oh.
So, like, a higher resolution. But what this game does, instead of making everything clearer, they just make everything smaller.
What?
Yeah. So, like, you...
That's so counterintuitive.
Yeah, so you get, like, the fucking... You get it in that resolution, and your castle is, like, here it is. But also, like, the wall is tiny around you. It's... fucking weird how they did it. So I just brought it down to like 960. Looks great. It looks as great as it does.
Okay.
Or as it ever has.
As it can.
Yeah. And the animations when the enemies pop up, there's a little like box in the bottom right corner that they will pop up and say something to you. So it's a little cool, like, oh, I'm coming for you. And like the animations are very weird, and I have found that the abbot has the weirdest when he talks. It kind of reminds me of Wallace and Gromit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. And I'm like,
That makes my mouth feel weird.
It does, yeah. So the animations are a little wonky, except for the actual in-game. Like, when you're moving your characters, they walk.
Oh.
They slice, you know, they shoot their arrows. Like, they've got that down.
Sweet.
Yeah, even the crossbow-like men... When they shoot, they'll get down and you can see them cranking the winch back to reload.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So, being so old, does it hold up? Yes.
Oh, shit.
It's very smooth. It's, like I said, a blast from the past for me. It's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you sit down and you're like, oh, I get this.
Mm-hmm.
It holds up to it being what it is.
That's great.
Yeah. So, it does come with, when you buy it on Steam, it comes with Stronghold Crusader Extreme, which is just a multiplayer thing.
Just like Extreme?
And it adds, I don't know what it adds, don't bother with it, I didn't download it.
Excuse, okay, so like, Extreme Crusade. Weren't they already?
Yes. But, like, its whole thing is, like, there was... I think that's originally where those, like, extra AI came from.
Got it.
Yeah. So, it's kind of eh.
It just doesn't add anything.
It adds some more, like, map. I think maps, maybe. I don't fucking know. I didn't download it because anytime I looked at it or like anything about it, even on YouTube, they're like, don't.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then...
Just play Stronghold Crusader.
That's fine.
That's all you have to do. So, overall, to me, this is a major nostalgia kick, but not only that, it's still fun.
Yeah.
Yes, it's simplistic in how it works, but sometimes that's just how the best games are made.
True.
You keep it simple and you got it. Like, it's, you nailed it.
Very true.
And since it's like that, and you know, you keep it simple at your base games, and then you can expand, see what works, dial it back if it needs to.
Okay. I mean, that does make sense.
Yeah. So, since it's like that, there's no glitches or bugs to deal with. Because it's all polygons, and you just like, okay, I get that it's old. But you, I've never experienced anything.
Like, issue-wise?
Yeah, bug-wise.
Okay. Oh.
Like, characters don't fall through the floor.
That would have made things interesting,
though. Yeah. You don't randomly have somebody just teleporting to a random spot.
Where'd he go? Oh, shit!
Yeah. So, it's a very... While it is old, it's a clean game.
Okay.
Which, back in the day, games had to be clean to be successful.
Fair.
So, this does fit
especially
that bill.
Especially on the computer.
Yes. Anywhere.
But especially on the computer.
True that. So, and as I've said multiple times, while the graphics are dated, you can at least see everything and tell what everything is. You can tell what your units are. You can tell, like, what's what. You can tell the difference between the units very easily.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's not like Greg Hastings where you're shooting at a box.
Box is just questionable. What are you shooting at? I don't know.
A pixel. But this, you can tell what everything is very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to give this a solid 8 out of 10.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because the graphics are a little dated. It's like, ugh. But it's still a great time.
This is very much a you kind of game. It's not...
I love strategy games because you get to try new things, and I like thinking, this is a weird map. How am I going to get my guys over there?
Yeah, I like, I started playing, Typo Man earlier today, and that's my kind of game where it's like you have to think a little bit harder to get through, but you also have to be quick about it.
Yeah.
And so I really like puzzle games. I like adventure games, hence Zelda. It's got a little bit of both.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of fighting, but yeah, that doesn't sound very much like me, but I understand why you like it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for me, honestly speaking.
And that's what matters. So if that's your forte, by all means, check it out.
It's super cheap.
Yeah.
Hell, even the bundle is so cheap.
It's
like,
on Steam, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a second Stronghold Crusader. I didn't get to play much when I was younger. I might give it a shot when I get a better PC.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, I'll let you all know when that happens.
Yeah. I played Barbie Spy on the PC growing up.
Nice.
I'm not gonna lie, that was probably one of my favorite things in the whole goddamn world, because it was the same thing. Adventure, and you had, like, a puzzle, and you had to figure out shit. I loved it. Anyway, I guess with that...
You know where to find us.
Absolutely.
Linktree.
It's going to be in the show notes as usual. our Twitter is at TurnAndMashPod.
Also in the Linktree.
Also in the Linktree. You can follow our Instagram. Also in the Linktree.
Everything's in the Linktree. Just go there. Just go. You can get our merch like what Nikki is wearing.
Yeah,
right now.
I just got my first sweater. I was so excited about it. It smells like new sweater. But it's super cozy and super soft, and I absolutely love it.
100%.
Yes. Yeah, and I guess with that, I will be continuing the book next week, and Tyler will be
starting a new series of games.
Yay!
Woo!
I'm so excited. All right, guys. With that, keep on turning those pages.
And mashing those buttons.
And I'll try to be funnier next time.
Jesus. Bye.
Bye.